Hello everybody, my name is AJ and welcome to Tarara Podcast. Happy Sunday. Today has been very interesting. I cried today and I'm happy now. Do you know it's very important to put your hope in God? Just completely trust in God. Because the Bible say, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast to the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass. It will come to pass. Yeah, you shall have whatever you ask. Something like that. The bottom line is that if you say whatever you say and you believe that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So I've been believing God, building my faith. I wrote Bible verses like in my room. And not a Bible verse, but I just like God is willing to bless me, so other stuff. Yeah, so trying to build my faith and trust God. Then I just the person I just thought that God is going to use to bring this thing to pass, like I got message from the person, like as if when you feel as if something's impossible. Well, glory be to God. I cried. But glory be to God, because God's word is true and God can never lie. He's not a man that lies, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he says something, he's going to do it. And he's all powerful. The silver, the gold is of God. Then I honest my faith. I declared that what I wanted, I started saying it with my mouth. Oh my God, this faith. I started saying it, focusing on reading Bible verses, not necessarily Bible verses, reading, listening to message that is going to inspire me. I was listening to Jesse Duplantis. I was listening to Jesse Duplantis' message on YouTube. And I just paused. I said, let me record this podcast on faith. See, it might seem impossible with man, but one thing I know for sure, that with God, all things are possible. And at the end of the day, you start smiling and just rejoicing that, this is God. This is what he has done. And when you see something, you receive it like me. Me and Shadow receiver. What I need, I've received it in my spirit, and I'm going to testify. Yes, I'm going to testify of the goodness of God. And I love God. God loves me. And his plan for me is good and not evil. You understand? He wants me to be successful. He wants me to succeed. And I know that my enemy is not just man. It's the devil. My main enemy is the devil. Because Bible says, we're not against flesh and blood. Blood, but against his strength and power, we lie in high places. So I'm not going to just sit and start crying when I know that it's not just like when I know that the spiritual control the physical. So I decided that I'm going to claim everything that God has for me in the spirit. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to possess my possession. Like, men will see God in me. At the end of the day, definitely I know God is inside of me. But they're going to see the glory of God in my life. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I just want to inspire you, someone out there that you're giving up, that you're trying, that you want to give up. Don't give up. Don't give the devil room to laugh at you. Don't give the devil room to smile. Don't give the devil room to just look down on you. This is your destiny. You're going to fight for what you want. You're going to fight the good fight of faith. Because with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Because with God, all things are possible. I'm not going to just sit there and watch the devil win any battle. No. The devil is not winning any battle. I am trusting God. I am depending on God. I am relying on God 100% because God is my source, is my everything, my strength, toward my everything. Everything that I ever want in this life is in him. And his plan for me is good and not evil, to bring me to an expected end. Yes. You understand? God loves me so much. Bible even said it. And God cannot lie. His word is yeah. I mean, God cannot lie. His word is yeah. His word is amen. I just want to thank God because God has been good to me. You understand? Everything I've received in the spirit, I say, God, thank you. For the battle God has won for me, I say thank you. So, guys, I know, I believe you're having a beautiful Sunday. This means just inspiring you that do not give up. Keep trusting God. God wants you to be successful more than you want yourself to be successful. As a Christian, you're supposed to be the head and not be neat. You're supposed to learn to nations and not borrow. You're supposed to influence the nation, the world at large, positively, and not just be a liability. Someone that they mock at, someone that is insecure. No, Bible say God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So I'm not afraid. I refuse to fear because fear has torment. If you are in fear, the devil will be able to torment you. But perfect love casted away all fear, and there is that love, perfect love comes from Jesus Christ. God is the true definition of love. So guys, I don't want you to just come like just be like come to God boldly. Know that God loves you. Like just have that mentality that God loves you. And when you are praising him, know that God is there, he's there present. Bible say God inhabits the praises of his children. So when I'm praising God, I know for a fact that God is there present in my praising him. I know for a fact that he is there. He is so present in my praising him. So I'm not going to just I'm praising God and just be like, be fearful that no, God is there. And when God is there, the presence of God, there is liberty, there is freedom, there is blessings upon blessings. Heaven, mansions are in heaven. You understand? Gold, like gold. Heaven is a beautiful place. I'm going to experience every on earth. I speak life to me. I speak favor. I speak prosperity. I speak everything good. And you listening to me, you have to keep speaking positivity to your life, to your future, to your destiny. Don't let the devil trick you by coming to your mind and telling you this and telling you that and telling you to settle for less. Me, I've decided to never settle for less. I've lived in unbelief for a long time in my life, limiting myself, not able to collect everything that God has laid inside of me. But I now know I'm going to trust God. Everything, every of my blessing, I've collected it. Devil has no power for me. So guys, happy Sunday. And this is Tarara Podcast. Please keep listening. Share this podcast to your friend. I love you so much. I look forward to meet like knowing my listeners. I'm in Nigeria. I have listeners from Ireland, France, South Africa, United States of America, Nigeria, Italy. Like it's amazing. Thank you so much for listening to me all around the world. It really means a lot to me, and I look forward to please, I look forward to receiving your message. If you've listened, message me. Let's interact. Let's get to know ourselves better. Yes, let's get to know. I know I can be an ambivert, but let's get to know ourselves better. I love you so much. If you have any questions, suggestion, just let me know. Let's discuss. Just know that I love you so much and you have a friend in me. Thank you so much. And keep listening and share this podcast to your friends and loved one. Bye. Take care.